have the floor.
Thank you. And thank you for convening this meeting. I think it's really helpful to think about the agenda for the next conference and the work of the UN, which, as I've mentioned before, is incredibly important. And the UN has a convening power that is like no other in the rest of the world. So I think it's to be applauded. And I think the items on your agenda are ones that we've seen elsewhere and are not surprising. Certainly the first two, for example, are on the ISSB's list as well for future development. We're not expecting them to be developed over a short term. I expect and I hope they are going to take a little bit longer to develop these two standards than the ones they did for the first two, which out of necessity had to be quite fast. For these ones, my hope is that they will actually spend a bit more time and a bit more due process and make sure that there's sufficient stakeholder consultation before they conclude on these standards. So the UN's input at this on those, I think, would be really important and welcome. It is important, however, that they are actually in the room listening to that feedback, which is something that has been missing this time round. I notice there were a number of very important delegations here on the first day, but the actual discussion of the conference itself, which was yesterday, and some very, very important points were made, but that were not heard by the ISSB or any of the others, including EFRAG or the European Commission, all of whom are developing these standards, which the rest of the world will be complying with. So I think it's important they're in the room. I would also like to put a couple of other items on your agenda, please, if I may. And I would be interested in views in the rest of the room about those two. The first one, and I think it's out of necessity that the entire agenda is taken up by sustainability. However, we should not forget that this conference is supposed to be looking at accounting, financial reporting, and sustainability. And we appear to have lost that element of financial reporting. I would like us to gain that back again. Financial reporting is the keystone to transparency in capital markets. Without adequate financial reporting that is useful for investors, there isn't the transparency in capital markets, there isn't that ability to for capital to move from one market to another and across nations. So I would like financial reporting to be back on the agenda, please. The other item that I feel, and I think it came across yesterday quite a bit, is around just transition. I think we need to have a discussion about just transition. And in the context of financial reporting and sustainability reporting, it is to do with proportionality and the calls yesterday for support for other countries that are having to comply with demands from head offices in countries like the UK for information on sustainability. We need to make sure that we've actually got that captured and those who are in a position to provide that support are in the room to actually both hear that discussion but actually provide their input as well. So that's the other point. And the last one is around greenhouse gas emissions. I'm conscious that the greenhouse gas protocols were developed about 20 years ago. That was before there was the clamour for adopting that protocol for reporting greenhouse gas emissions by companies at large. However, there has been no change to that protocol over that time period. I understand there is some move now towards making some changes, but whether that continues to be fit for purpose or whether there are other protocols that should be considered is the other thing I would like us to think about. It has a tendency to double count at times, and I think that may be quite difficult, especially for companies in countries who are having to provide that Scope 3 information, and they may be providing the same Scope 3 information to five different companies, and that information gets double counted at the international level. So it, the cost burden is huge, but actually the measurement probably isn't appropriate either. So some discussion of that. I do accept that that may be a little bit more technical than this conference may want to take up, but certainly the due process around the Greenhouse Gas Protocol is something to consider. I've taken up a lot of your time, but I just thought we ought to consider some of these points as well. Thank you very much.